Norman Mailer, the two-time Pulitzer Prize winner who was a dominating presence on the U.S. literary scene across seven decades, died today. Mailer, who was 84, had undergone lung surgery in October. In more than 40 books and a torrent of essays, Mailer provoked readers with his strident views on U.S. political life and the wars in Vietnam and Iraq. Deal Hudson is the director of InsideCatholic.com. He spoke with us about Norman Mailer's career and impact as a writer.
I think Norman Mailer, in spite of his shortcomings, will always be remembered as one of America's best writers, a writer who kept writing in the news. I think an aspect of Mailer's career that has to be underlined is the fact that he couldn't really be categorized. He was a man who not only wrote fiction and wrote journalistic reportage. He's someone who is really remembered as a biographer as much as anything, including, you know, quite a well-received biography of his idol, Marilyn Monroe. He was somebody who made movies. He's someone who was seen on television often. He's someone who wrote for those mediums. And as I said before, he's someone who remained politically active through most of his life.